Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's another edition of the Dark Main Event, and I'm actually not having anything down my throat this week, so Travis, if you're listening, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Oh, man, we got a lot to talk about tonight. Raw was... And I mean that literally, because I fell asleep during the show. How about you, Steve? Did you fall asleep?
No, I didn't, but I kind of wish I had, because the last hour was the only good shit, and, well, the one Shield segment in the beginning, and the rest was just, ugh. Let's just get into it so we can get it over with and actually talk about stuff that entertains us.
Let's just go ahead and do that. Like you said, the last hour drag, all of it dragged for me. What am I saying? It was just bad.
Really bad. I mean, I'm seeing William Regal on the show, despite, you know, him losing his fine dongo. And I thought Ryback was great with his heel promo. He really blew me away, actually. He's going to be really good. Boners for Ryback, for sure. Hashtag boners for Ryback. And the Shield coming out on the helicopter, and that was about it.
Yeah, that was about it for me, too. The ending, you know, was really good, like you said, with the Ryback promo, and... but other than that, oh, you know what? Fucking diagrams.
I've got diagrams.
Diagrams. Ah, the diagrams.
Wait. If you get the Undertaker, we're gonna hug it out. We're gonna hug it out.
He doesn't carry a cell phone, man.
Daniel Bryan Danielson, we seriously love you. Please come on the show, please.
Please, we'll do stuff to you, for you.
Yeah, the rest, I mean, what was with the crowd cheering for R-Truth? I mean,
Yeah, you know what? Fuck England.
Fuck
the UK.
England, indeed.
Yeah, you know, they were trying to take credit for the Jersey crowd a couple weeks ago. No.
Nope.
No, just no.
And I did like the six-man as well, but the show was just so terrible that I almost forgot about it. So thank you, Jeremy Staples from the group Facebook.com/KFadeCorner for reminding me about that six-man tag team match that was at the top of Hour 3.
Yes. But yeah, that's about where I fell asleep, because I just, you know, I was tired, you know, and I had better things to do, like dream about penises. I mean, women. But yeah, that's about where I fell asleep, and I woke up around the time when the Ryback promo was starting, and yeah,
that was it. that was pretty much it. Oh, man. Yeah, the rest of Raw just sucked. I mean, I don't know what else to say about it.
You ain't lying. I was going to rewatch it again today just to catch what I missed, but I was just like, nah, I just can't. I can't put myself through that again.
I mean, the Regal thing was cool. It was nice to see William Regal get a huge pop in London, and even though he got squashed, it was nice. Regal should get more matches. He can still go.
Yeah, definitely. I thought it was kind of odd, though, that he was on TV. I know it was London and everything, but, you know, he was saying on NXT that... he had planned on hanging his boots up for a while after working Cassius Ohno. And he lied to us, goddammit.
Well, I mean, he's a limey, so limeys lie. That's what they do.
Ew.
Jono.
Just ask Neve.
I'm not touching that. You and Neve can have your arguments.
Oh, I'll touch it. I'll touch it real good.
And we've reached awkward pauses 5 minutes into the show. We're doing great this week.
Hell yeah, we are. So now that we got that anyway, you got any other thoughts to add on Raw, Steve?
I don't, but I just want to say, if you did not see the SmackDown taping results from this week, go check them out and then watch SmackDown on Friday, because it sounds like we get a hell of a match for the main event. And I don't want to spoil it for anybody who doesn't want to know, but watch. Please watch.
Indeed. Go ahead and take a watch. Go ahead and take a look at the spoilers if you're into that sort of thing. It's going to be pretty great. If you don't want to watch it, you can probably find it on the internet through various legal means, you know. And, you know, don't do anything illegal. We would never advocate that, but, you know.
Not at all.
And you can just kind of fast forward through the rest of it and, you know, just watch what you want to watch on your own time.
The other thing I did want to talk about real quick was, well, there was two things. A, still no sighting of The Miz. Just, he's totally disappeared, and I'm concerned that he might have been kidnapped by Deathstroke. And, what was The Rock? I mean, The Rock posted an interesting picture on his Facebook today, for you guys that didn't see it, of him supposedly coming out of surgery, and he was flexing, and he had a Superman shirt on, and dude, are you kidding me? Like, really?
Yeah, he can go to hell. Seriously, fuck The Rock. Not literally, I don't want to fuck The Rock, and I'm sure you don't either, but fuck The Rock.
It's just, I mean, I was a huge Rock fan growing up, as I'm sure a lot of people were, you know, they liked him, but the way he's handled this whole thing, and it's so weird that he just left, and why wouldn't he tell them he was injured, and then he got surgery, and then he wasn't going to have surgery, and then he got surgery again, and Dwayne needs to get his story straight, because I don't believe anything that's coming out of his mouth.
And he needs to, you know, stop lying. He's 41 years old. He should be above that, you know. People that are, you know, young kids lie about, you know, stupid shit. Not 41-year-old men who are billionaire actors.
Yeah, it's really sad. And another thing, they wrote him out of SummerSlam, which is fine with me because he doesn't need to be at SummerSlam. Put Lesnar at SummerSlam with anybody except Triple H and I'll be fine.
You're right. Yeah, he doesn't need to be anywhere near the product at all. He's not a wrestler anymore. He's a movie star. And, you know, that's fine. He can be a movie star. He can, you know, make all the money he wants doing that. He just needs to stay away from the WWE forever.
I think he's fine if he actually helps put over people that need it and isn't winning championships. And he did neither of those. So until then, GTFO.
And he won't. Ever, you know, I think his ego's too big for that. You know, he put nobody over this time, you know, except for Cena, and Cena didn't need it. He didn't need the rub. He's been the top guy for over 10 years now. So, you know, really, what was the point?
There wasn't any. It's very strange, and the longer The Rock stays away and films Hercules, the better off everybody is for right now. He's got to repair his image, and that's amazing that I'm saying that about The Rock, but it's true.
Yeah, he definitely did. He needs to repair his wrestling image, we should say, because his regular image is, you know, it is what it is. You know, people love him in Hollywood, but wrestling fans, the ones who aren't retarded, you know, they know what's up, and what's up is it's not The Rock, and it's not R-Truth.
It is not, and it is not R-Truth. It is also the Potbelly Pigs of the Dark Main Event listening community. I know you're out there.
Pot-bellied pigs. They make good bacon. I will say that.
They do. They're very tasty. They are very tasty. Anyway, I can barely taste it.
Are you allowed to eat bacon?
What'd you say?
Are you allowed to eat bacon?
No, but I do it anyways, because I'm just cool like that.
That's okay. It's pretty delicious. So I don't blame you there.
It is. But,
anyway.
I can I can barely take this anymore. So we're going to get ready for Girl Meets Wrestling as soon as we get Bethany on the line, whenever she wants to call in and grace us with her presence. In the meantime, man, I mean, I don't know. What else is there to talk about? It's been a really slow news week for wrestling. It's been a terrible news week and shit that actually matters. What else do you fill the time with?
You know, I guess one thing we could do, I got a number of a guy here. He's a very big fan of ours, I hear. His name is Eric. You might know him. Let me just dial him up here real quick.
Oh, all right. This is it.
All right.
Mr. Josh, make a call.
Go ahead and dial him here. We got that ring.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is WWE superfan Eric there, please?
Who is this?
My name is Josh. I'm calling from the Dark Main Event.
He is already in bed. He works 10 hours, so he's been in bed an hour. I don't really want to wake him up. Okay?
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Thank you anyway, ma'am. You have a great night.
Do you work with him? Do you work with him?
Oh, no. We're from a wrestling podcast, actually.
Oh, okay. No, he's in bed already. I don't really want to wake him up. Okay?
All right. Well, thank you very much, ma'am. You have a great evening.
Okay. Okay, bye.
Good night now. Well, what a shame.
I told you you shouldn't have been there. You'll have to make up for it later with a better call.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, now that that's over and done with and that fell miserably on its face, I believe that it is time for Girl Meets Wrestling with Mrs. General Guildmaster Bethany. Yeah! What's up, Bethany? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. How are you, Steve?
I'm doing a lot better now that awkward piece of crap's over.
Who are you guys trying to prank call?
The guy with the classless thing. Guy. That guy. Never mind.
I missed it. I was on hold.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's over now. We're just going to go ahead and move on and forget about it. It didn't happen.
So anyway, I guess Josh isn't going to introduce it. So we're going to get into another segment of Girl Meets Wrestling here. And the match we gave Bethany this week was suggested by Michael from the group. Josh, you want to tell us what that is?
Just before I do that, not introduce it. I did introduce it. I did the music and everything. What are you talking about?
Yeah, and then you paused for 10 seconds and there was nobody saying anything. So I picked it up. Pick up your slack, man.
Fuck you. Co-host. Anyway, Bethany's assignment for this week was Owen Hart versus Bret Hart from WrestleMania 10, one of the classic matches in wrestling history. Bethany, what were your thoughts on this particular match?
Yes. Well, it was a fantastic match. It was probably one of the best matches I'd ever seen. Which doesn't say a lot because I don't watch wrestling very often, or, you know, not up until recently, but I loved it. Jeremy did show me the backstory because I wasn't, and I'm glad he did because when Owen pretty much mangled up Bret's knee, I didn't really understand the reference. So I'm really glad that they did the backstory, or that he showed me the backstory beforehand. And I took notes again, and I want to say that I didn't dig their glasses. Those plastic glasses that they ripped up and all that, but I did like the Michael Jackson-esque jacket that Bret wore. Thought that was pretty rad. Of course, you know, I have to talk about that. Their boots were boring.
I was going to say, the real question is, how are the boots? But, you know, okay.
I looked for it, and they were kind of boring. The one observation that I made pretty quickly was that the referees back then seemed to be a lot ballsier. getting all up in their faces and stuff, whereas now they're kind of like, hey, can you stop that, please? Hey, sir, please, can you stop? And, you know, they were actually, like, getting in contact with the wrestlers and pushing them back and stuff. I thought that was neat. So,
oh, definitely. They would get involved back then. There was, you know, one guy who would just screw you as soon as, you know, look at you. But, you know, we all
yeah.
know what happened to him. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. So I thought that that was kind of cool to see. And then I noticed that there was a lot of hair pulling, which kind of surprised me. I was like, oh, that's something that I would do if I were wrestling in the ring. I would totally go for the hair and the balls, which happened quite a bit. So that was neat. I think that they were really in sync the entire time. That was something I was really interested in. They seemed to wrestle really well together and pulled off each other's moves. A couple, I had to write down the names of them. Jeremy told me the crucifix move. Holy shit, that was the coolest. That and the bridged German suplex. Both those were the coolest moves that I saw in that match. I thought that it was really neat. And then just the way they mangled up Brett's knee in the middle, that just, it looked painful. So it was really believable. That was the part that I really loved about it. And I really felt bad because it was halfway through the match that I realized that Owen Hart was the one that died in the ring later. Didn't even occur to me the first half of the match when I watched it, which made the last half sad for me. But and then just to put it on a, you know, classy end, if you guys, I don't know, Josh, you said that you were going to watch it, so I'm not sure if you had time to do it, but at the end, Owen won, and Brett stood up and clapped for him. I thought that was super classy.
Yeah. Brett was always a very classy man in the ring, and, you know, especially, you know, the relationship that he had with his brother on screen. You know, they didn't like each other on screen, but he, you know, he showed a lot of class at the end of that match. It was a nice moment.
Yeah, yeah. So I really liked it. I, you know, solid five hair flips is what I would give that match.
All right. Five hair flips. 5 out of 10 or just 5? Just 5.
Just 5, like 5 stars, but hair flips are better.
All right. Okay.
So,
all
yeah.
right.
Oh, boy.
Anything you want to add to that, Steve?
I just want to say that how dare you not like the Bret Hart glasses, Bethany. You know your husband and I are majorly huge Bret Hart fans, and it is every Bret Hart fan's dream to get those glasses, so shame on you. How dare you?
Really? You know what? The little kid that Bret handed his glasses to stuck his tongue out at him.
And,
Jerry
Lawler did make a comment about the kid being an Owen Hart fan, which I thought was hilarious, and I miss heel 90s king. He was funny.
He really was.
I commented. I didn't like him. Well, maybe because I like Bret Hart too much, but I looked at Jeremy and I was like, dude, Lawler was a dick. And he's like, yeah, he's a heel announcer. And I was like, whatever, I guess he's doing his job. But he made me angry a couple times where I was actually, like, talking to the TV.
I mean, that's what he was supposed to do, and that's what Jerry Lawler
good
was
job.
So good at.
I guess so. But, can I make a suggestion for the next time you guys want to make a prank call?
Sure.
Make a suggestion for the next time Josh wants to do one. Please go ahead and give him some advice.
You mean the first time, because that one did not happen.
It didn't happen. That's right. Okay, if you guys ever wanted to make a better prank call, you should totally just find Bane phone clips, or maybe even get Bane to contact you guys again.
Well, yeah. Bane doesn't want to talk to me, for one thing. You know, he's got the hots for Steve, so.
Yeah,
Josh,
no comment. Maybe, maybe next week I can get Bane to do that. But in the meantime, let's keep him out of this. He scared me enough.
He's kidding.
I heard Bane and Steve had some pillow talk this week, but, you know, it's just a rumor.
That's private, Josh, between myself and Bane and any other people.
You're the one that told me.
You know what? You're not supposed to put that on the air.
True love should never be private.
That. Yeah, there you go. Make it Facebook official, Steve.
And by that, I mean you need to video record it so I can watch.
Yeah. Post it on the illicit pornography websites that Father Beeler disapproves of.
Okay, I'll get right on the Stephen Bane porno. We'll air it next week, not...
Yeah.
I bet I can get Jeremy to Photoshop it.
Yeah, he's done enough Photoshopping for a lifetime, but thanks for the offer.
Nope.
Speaking of which, so I love your profile picture, Steve.
No, thank you, Dad. My profile picture on my personal Facebook page is pretty hilarious, and Jeremy did a great job of Photoshopping it. I'm proud to wear that as my badge for a while.
You need to wear it for the rest of your life, because jiu-jitsu, you can't top that.
Well, I mean, you know, you could, but I probably won't. Anywho.
Jeremy, the challenge has been issued. The gauntlet thrown down. Top that picture.
You know, I get enough crap from the supervillain, and now I get you guys crapping all over me. What? Do you guys love me now? I mean, I feel so hated at the moment. It's such a shame.
Well, I'm going to be a victim here, too. No, I'll be a victim here, too, because you know what happens when Jeremy finds a Photoshop or a project like this? I don't get to speak to my husband for days on end because he's too busy looking for pictures of dildos.
All right, fair enough. We can be ignored.
We've corrupted him. Amazing.
Oh, man.
All right, boys. Well, I guess I should let you get to other callers.
Yeah, I mean, not that any of them will be any more interesting than you, but thanks anyways.
And not that we have any.
Yeah, no kidding. We suggest better matches, guys, because we want to show Bethany some really crazy shit, and Josh and I have some ideas that we might pull out next week, so suggest really weird stuff.
Actually, Steve, I have another idea about that I'll talk to you off air about the show about it, but I was thinking about it earlier today, and just remind me later.
All right.
All right, guys. Well, I will talk to you later.
All right, Bethany. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye.
All right, that was Bethany with Girl Meets Wrestling, the greatest segment on the internet.
Except for, you know, the time when we're talking.
Yeah. And, you know, another train wreck that it turned into. This show's worse than Raw last night. It really is. Everyone's probably asleep, just like I was.
And we're what, 15, 20 minutes in? We have peaked. Staples was right last week.
Yep, we've lost it. We might as well just hang it up now and just call it quits.
Yeah, there's nothing good coming in the future shows at all. Nothing is ever going to top last week. Ever.
Nope. Phone lines are empty. You can give us a call at 347-838-9944. That is area code 347-838-9944. We're all alone here. We're doing nothing. We're just shooting the shit, basically. Show the train wreck. If you want to call, you can call. Don't even need to talk about wrestling.
Or you can not, and just hear us squirm around and try and figure out what the hell to do for a little while.
Yeah, and listen to another not prank call or, you know, whatever.
Oh, speaking of another not prank call, you got to make up for that.
You got to make up for it.
What you going to do?
Totally not prepared. Fill time while I prepare.
You're supposed to have been prepared. We've been talking about this all day.
Yeah, I know, but you know what? I got sidetracked.
With your chicken?
What?
With your chicken?
Yes, with my chicken.
Ugh.
It was delicious and cheap. What a deal today. Phone lines are still empty. You can call us. Hint. Oh, my God, this is so horrible.
Josh, you're going to have to save it. You're going to have to just do it unprepared, not that you're unprepared.
Well, you know what? I'm just gonna do this to fill the time. Do what you want while this is going. that horribleness is over again. This is the worst thing ever.
Oh, my God. You know, you're making it just as worse as it is. I mean, we talked a little bit about the SmackDown spoilers. I ranted about The Rock. There was nothing to talk about on Raw. I mean, we didn't mention the new Totally Divas show coming out on E! in a few months.
Could have mentioned that. How am I supposed to remember all this stuff? You know what? That was possible. I'm sorry.
You're fired. Get off the show.
Fired.
But yeah, WWE released a new Totally Divas show that's going to follow the Bellas and I don't even know who else. JoJo and Eva Marie, whoever the hell they are, not that they're ever going to be on TV. And I don't know. I'll watch for Daniel Bryan. I will watch Totally Divas for the segments that Daniel Bryan is on with his girlfriend, because that's what interests me.
Daniel Bryan's going to be on there? I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, Daniel Bryan's Brie Bella's girlfriend, and they're doing Brie Bella's daily life, so Daniel Bryan tweeted out the other day that he'll be on the show somewhat.
Oh, wow. I didn't hear that.
Because you don't read.
You know what? I don't have anything for that, so shut up, okay? We have another call to make. We're going to make it right now. Watch this one fail horribly, too. Oh, it's ringing.
Silver Pawn Shop, home of cable's number one hit show, Pawn Stars, as seen on History Channel. We are located at 713 Las Vegas Boulevard South. Our showroom hours are from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily, and our night window is open from 9 p.m. to 9 a.m. nightly. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. For the eBay department, dial 1. For loss prevention, dial 2. For accounting, dial 3. To speak with the pawn counter.
Okay, that failed.
All you had
There's
to do
no
was
dial pad.
To the, yeah.
There's no you dial pad. Do. I can't dial 1. Fuck this show. We have a call. The best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be. The man from Eugene, Oregon, Mr. Brett Shart. Hi. Bad, wrong song. Hi, Brett. How's it going?
You ruined my entrance. There we go. What's going on?
It wouldn't stop.
Well, you totally botched my entrance. I feel like Ultimo Dragon at WrestleMania now.
Yeah, well, at least I got to it this week.
Yes. How's it going, guys?
Hey, Brett. How's it going, man?
It's going. So I want to talk some wrestling this week instead of just being a douchebag.
Let's do that. You can
fucking
do
it
on the show.
So I've been kind of on the topic because I wrote my little article and my little bio thing for the website, kayfabecorner.com. You know where it's at.
So I want to know what match you guys first remember. Like, what was the first match that like, got you into it?
Say again?
Totally unprepared.
Cut out.
What just happened?
I have no idea.
What happened? Yeah, I'm still here.
You cut out. I didn't hear a word you
yeah,
said.
Yeah, nobody heard you.
Oh, that's just fucking horrible. So where did I cut out?
Show was horrible.
We apologize. We will be better next week when, you know, I actually host and we have interesting shit to talk about. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brett.
Okay, so I wanted to know what was, like, the first match, like, that got you in wrestling. Like, what's the earliest match you remember and just totally being, like, entranced and, like, the moment it happened?
Well, for me, I'm going to say the Edge and Hulk Hogan tag team match on July 4th when they won the tag team belts. That was what really made me go, like, holy shit, this is fucking cool. And I was a big Hogan fan from WCW back in the day. So to see him win the belt with Edge on the 4th of July and do the whole American flag thing, I was just like, oh, my God, this is the best thing ever.
Mr. American, Steve DeMay.
Indeed.
For me, definitely, it was actually the same year when I got into really watching was the Undertaker-Jeff Hardy ladder match for the WWE Undisputed Championship.
That's a good one.
Wasn't necessarily the match itself. I mean, it was a good match, but the thing that really got me into it was Jim Ross's commentary.
Oh, hell yeah.
It just seemed like almost so real to me. I knew it wasn't real, even though I just started watching. I knew it wasn't real. But Jim Ross screaming at the top of his lungs, climb, kid, chase your dreams, or whatever he said. It just, you know, it just was right. Had me on the edge of my seat. And it was amazing.
Yeah, I mean, Jim Ross is just fucking great. Like, it's going to be decades before anybody even comes close to getting near the bar that he has set. Like, he could sell just about, like, any fucking match. I think I seriously believe that he could get just about anybody, any non-wrestling fan, to just enjoy themselves. And like you said, just be on the edge of your seat and do it.
Oh, definitely. Jim Ross should do every sport.
He should. That's a very good point. I would love to hear him call a Cubs-Reds baseball game in September. That means absolutely nothing. He'd probably make it interesting.
Right?
Yeah. And, like, I don't know if you guys saw the basketball clips that were dubbed over with his voice on the group, Kayfabe Corner on Facebook.com. But, you know, whenever Homeboy dunked on other Homeboy, and I don't say Homeboy because I'm racist and they're black and they're homeboys. I say Homeboy because I call everybody Homeboy when I don't remember their name, just to clear things up for people. I am not a racist. But, yeah, you know, he dunked on him. He was just like, good God, they killed him. It was a Hell in a Cell commentary. And now I'm rambling. Talk about something else.
Well, I did want to make a point. You did say earlier that you wouldn't have any callers nearly as interesting as Miss Staples, and I personally take offense to that. Like, that cut me deep.
Well, I mean, you didn't think of an interesting name this week. I mean, we had Bitch McCunt, and then we had his relative Brett Shard, and now we just have regular Brett. You peaked at week one.
I was thinking about it before I called in, but I don't know, it must have slipped my mind. I might have smoked a little weed or something, or crack. I don't know what it was, but I smoked it. But
you,
I was thinking it could be like
weed.
Yeah. I was thinking, like, I could be like Neam's twin brother from Ireland, Cock O'Douche. But, yeah, I didn't think about it too hard.
Say,
so kinda...
did you say Todd O'Douche?
No, Cock O'Douche.
Oh, I thought you said Todd, like type. Okay, never mind.
Todd's a pretty douchey name, but
yeah, because
nope,
I was gonna say that fits. Cause, I was gonna say that fits because anyone named Todd is bound to be a huge prick. Much offense intended to anybody named Todd out there who stopped listening 10 minutes into
fuck
the
Todd.
Show. Yeah, fuck Todd.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah,
I'll think of a better name next week.
If there is a next week, we're canceled.
Oh, stupid Fox.
I know.
All right, Beaver, get back to your sock drawer.
Fine. I hate the Crusties.
He's not in the sock drawer anymore. He's in my cat bed.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
that's
right.
That's right. Fuck the Crusties.
All right,
yeah,
I'll go to my cat bed.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks for making the show worse, Brett. Bye.
Yep. See you next week. Always, anytime.
Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye-bye. Oh, the great Brett from Eugene, everybody.
Ugh. Even Brett has a cock in his mouth tonight.
Yeah, it's... This has been a horrible show.
Somebody save us. I'll take Bane at this point.
Bane, you
no.
say?
No. Yeah.
Did you say no?
Hello, Bane here.
Wait,
I just wanted to let you know that I love your show. The Dark Main Event is my favorite podcast. You see, I love the Dark.
I can't listen to any more of that.
show?
I'm going to have nightmares until next week
back.
Now.
You're not going to have nightmares. You love Bane. Bane loves you. I'm left out in the cold. I'm just like the third wheel here. You know, no one wants to call and talk to me. It's ridiculous.
Well, they don't. I mean, the show was so much better last week when I hosted, so I think from now on, a group vote, I'm hosting forever.
At least I got Beeler's theme. I mean, I might have fucked it up, but I remembered to do it.
Oh, man. Bethany, we do love you. We did say it. Stop it.
Yeah. Anyone else wants to call in? Yeah, lines are up. Oh, we got a call. Look at that. Hey, what's going on? How's it going? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, I'm just calling in. So you guys talk about that weird new dealer show they're going to be doing. I mentioned it.
Yeah,
we touched on that a little.
Yeah, I don't know why you just don't use all the divas since you're not using them on TV. Just
yeah,
have the divas shifty and go around smacking them all.
They ought to use
also,
them on the X-rated channel. That way we can just see them all. They can
also
cover in oil and stuff.
JR has called professional games. He's actually done call commentary for the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Really?
Jim Ross
yeah,
did basketball commentary?
Yeah, he did basketball commentary. He sat with them, I think it was last season, he sat with them during a game. It was his birthday, and he brought him up on it. And he did like about a couple minutes in the game of game talking. Similar to like what the Cubs do with guests sometimes, but on Comcast and WGN during the bottom of the seventh inning. So, yeah, that was kind of interesting.
I did not
know that. I'm surprised he doesn't do any Oklahoma Sooner games at all, since he's always at the games.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
I've seen him on the sideline for some Sooner games, but I don't think he's ever called one, at least to my knowledge.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah, look
I
at
just
that.
Called
Michael Learman.
Sports
Encyclopedia.
Yeah, I just called basically the saying with that new diva show. This more than likely, you'd have to believe it's nothing more than the test to see what type of viewership they'll get in the show. To help with the network when you get the network up. And what is the show on, like the E channel or?
Yeah,
I think it's
on
what
E.
You
yeah.
Said.
Yeah,
yeah,
it'll start on E, and, you know, it's probably going to be on after the soup, and nobody's going to watch it, and it's, I don't know.
Yeah, they're aiming for, like, Sunday nights.
Something
I mean,
stupid,
it's got to be better than it's going to probably be better, at least more entertaining than that. It's still on that Chelsea Handler talk show.
Might be more entertaining than the show this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just about everything
yeah.
is.
Yeah, but that's all I called in mainly. So just to call in and make a couple points like that. And yeah, and just I guess I'll head on off and get ready for the NFL draft this week until Monday when Raw's on again.
All right,
Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep.
Go Bears.
But,
go Bears. Appreciate it, Mike. Michael Learman, ladies and gentlemen. Always good to have him on the show.
Indeed, one of our loyal listeners through three shows. Thanks a lot for calling in every week and trying to make us look good.
Oh, yeah. The Professional Sports Encyclopedia, as I'm going to call him from now on, because I didn't know that about JR, did you?
I might slightly remember seeing something, but honestly, no. I probably couldn't have told you that if you had brought it up.
Yeah. I mean, I knew he did, like, Falcons games way back in, like, the 40s or whenever it was, but... He's old.
Oh, man. We've resorted to Jim Ross commentary jokes for tonight. I think we've let the show go on enough. You wanna just call us, Josh? We've had a pretty shitty night.
Yeah, it's been a horrible night. Let's give it a few more seconds just to see if anyone else wants to call in. If you want to call in, now is your last chance. Get in now if you want to get in. Otherwise,
I'm putting a bullet in this motherfucker.
Yeah, it'll be better next week. I've got stuff planned, and we're going to have better segments, and Josh will figure out how to prank call people, and it'll be fun.
Yeah, I need to dick around with this fucking, yeah. Stupid fucking thing. All right. Well, I think that's all we've got for this week, because I'm going to put a bullet in it before I put a bullet in my brain, because it's been so horrible. Steve, do you have anything else that you would like to add on this wonderful, wonderful evening?
I love all you listeners, and I promise Josh will never host another podcast again.
Fuck you. I think that's all I've got. Fuck you. Fuck you all. Fuck every one of you. Fuck me. Fuck everyone. Anyway, for Steve, I'm Josh. Mercifully, good night, Internet.